In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we're celebrating, 2 days in advance, the Festival of All Saints. All the people who are with the Lord, past, present, and future. You know that we don't have to be Anglican in order to go to heaven, though I'm told that it will help a great deal to know which fork to use at the heavenly banquet. So, since we all understand each other, I'm going to tell you a little story. In heaven, the angels love to welcome people with blares of trumpets and hallelujahs and choirs singing. But on this particular day, there were so many people crowding into heaven that they got mixed up, and finally no one could get in. And as the people were complaining that they were being kept from going to heaven, the angels flew off to find the Lord. And they found him on a mountain surrounded by his friends, and they explained the situation, and he became rather cross. He said, "I always have to straighten out your messes. I'm going to do it this way. I will stand at the gate. I will ask one question. If they answer correctly, they go in, no trumpets, no choirs. If they don't, they can sit down till you straighten this out." "Yes, Lord," said the angels. And so Jesus stationed himself at the gate and asked the first person, "Who do you say that I am?" And she answered, "I'm a Methodist. And at our last district conference, we," and Jesus says, "Stop." He says, "I love your district conferences. I never miss one. I know exactly what you decided, but I'd really like to know what you think. So please have a seat and the angels will be with you presently." You know this story, some of you? No? Oh, good. So I haven't been here for a while, so all my jokes are fresh. Second person came up. Jesus says, "Who do you say that I am?" And he says, "Well, I'm a Baptist, and according to the Bible you are." And Jesus said, "Wait a minute. You're quoting the Bible to me? Really? I know what it says. I know it very well, in fact. So why don't you have a seat? The angels will be with you presently." Third person comes up. "Who do you say that I am?" "Well, I'm a Roman Catholic," she said, "and according to Pope Francis, you are." And Jesus says, "Wait a minute. Frankie and I talk every day on the phone for half an hour. I know exactly what he thinks. I want to know what you think. Go sit down." Getting quite upset. A fourth person comes up. "Who do you say that I am?" And the man answers, "Well, I'm an Anglican, and you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus begins to smile, but then the man goes on, "But then again, on the other hand," we understand each other. All Saints Day is an odd festival because all the other festivals of the church are festivals of things past, whereas All Saints Day is really the festival of the future. Whose future? Your future. My future. Everything else, you know, is this part of this church year, this teaching instrument we invented thousands of years ago. And it starts by telling the story of John the Baptist and the beginning of Advent, only a couple of weeks away now. On Jordan's bank, the Baptists cry, and then it tells about Jesus being born, and then his teaching ministry, and then his passion, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, the sending of the Spirit at Pentecost, and then all of those Sundays after Trinity. And suddenly we end up here at All Saints. And all those other things celebrated things past. But this is about the future. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, has this wonderful line. It's in the second paragraph if you're looking at your leaflet. "I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, that you may know what is the hope that we share." Hope is crucial for every one of us. When I was a brand new priest, excuse me, even before I was priested, I was sent to a church that I really didn't care to be sent to. It was a small parish on the outskirts of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the days when all the industry was collapsing. Steel mills, coal mines, and so forth. Rather like Sheffield in England, if you know what I mean. And being this hot young seminarian, fervent to preach justification by faith, I strode out among my people, Bible in hand. I have to confess, it was the Greek text. That's how callow I was. And it soon dawned on me, however, that these people didn't need to be preached to about having faith. They had plenty of faith. What they had was no hope. The circumstances of their lives were collapsing all around them. The culture that their ancestors had built around steelmaking was dying. And they were being told that they were useless. That was all their fault. It was their fault that the steel industry was leaving to Japan. And they had swallowed that lie. They were without hope. And I'll tell you, and you know what I mean. If you don't have any hope, you might as well be dead, because you're already dead. You don't have to watch a TV series called The Walking Dead. A person without hope is exactly that, the walking dead. And so ever since then, I've been preaching hope rather than faith, because hope is what makes us get out of bed in the morning, what allows us to look forward to the day, excuse me, and to believe that tomorrow is going to come and that we will make it from here to there. That's what hope is good for. So that you may know what is the hope to which God has called you, is what All Saints is all about. Well, I have to admit that there have been times when I've heard sermons about All Saints telling you that you're not a saint, that in fact you're a sinner, and you're going to go to hell unless you join my church and believe like me, and then you'll go to heaven and become a saint. Well, that's not how it works. Frankly, it's easy to say that. Feels good, too. You're all sinners, you know. Not like me. But it's absolutely a lie, a manipulative lie at that. The hope that is in us, the glorious inheritance of the saints to which we have been called to share, is about how each one of us is beloved of God, for whom Christ became a human being like you and me, so that we might be able to share God's life forever. That's what all the saints are about. Now, as for that other place, well, I think the best book that Clive Staple Lewis ever wrote, besides Narnia, of course, is The Great Divorce. Have you ever read it? It's a thin little book. It's a fantasy on hell and who's in it. And in Lewis's idea, there is a bus that leaves for heaven from hell every day. And if you're on the bus, you do have a problem, because you become more real. You become more substantive. You're no longer the ghost that you were in hell. And the problem is, it hurts to become real. And those in heaven are the real, most real of all. So you can leave hell, because its gates are locked from the inside, you see. And the person who remains in hell, I'll never forget, is the bishop. Yeah, this bishop who holds Bible studies on what Jesus might have become had he not met his untimely death. The thing is, you can't go to hell unless you really want to. Why would you? No, we are called to this hope. And this is the essence of the gospel, the essence of who we are as a church. We are the people who look to God in hope that in fact all of this is true, and it applies to you and it applies to me. That we are indeed already the saints. In other words, people made holy by the presence of God in our lives. That we have, in our own struggling way, accepted an invitation to share that life forever. And that this forms the core of our hope and of who we are. And furthermore, because All the Saints Festival is about the future, what are we in the future? And again, I'm going to quote Lewis, which I don't do that often, I must admit, but in Mere Christianity, he says that if we could see the being we are to become in glory, we would be tempted to worship that which we have become. Hard to imagine. I look at myself in the mirror every day and go, ooh, to imagine myself as a glorious being. But nevertheless, I think he's right. We become more real as our hopes are realized. And this is what the glorious inheritance among the saints, the riches that we already share, and the great power that Paul says is already at work in us, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is the very same power that will raise you and raise me from the dead as well. So we are already the saints, perhaps an embryo, maybe a little bit more developed, but we are the saints already. And the Festival of All Saints is to celebrate that future, which is already becoming real among us. And finally, there are ways that saints behave more than other people. And Jesus talks about them, and they're quite difficult. In this Gospel of Luke, he says, you know, you have to love your enemies. You have to do good to those who persecute you. You have to pray for those who abuse you. It's not easy, actually, becoming a saint, but that's what we're called to be now. Because sainthood isn't about pie in the sky by and by. It's not about what happens only after we die. It's about right now. And so as we celebrate this festival of all the saints, let us once more allow the hope that is in us to spring up, to give us a new sense of life right now today in this church, that we have been called to something greater than we can know, but we have definitely got reason to hope. Because as the prayer book says, we put our hope in God, and we shall never hope in vain. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.